a popular Outcast production.
Hey, look, we're recording.
We're recording!
I hit the button!
Yay!
Let's just sit here in silence and stare at each other for a half hour.
That is episode 49.
Silent stares.
They won't even know if we left.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like, I think the audio on this one's messed up.
It'll be like a psychological experiment
to see how long there was actually a song that
Sounds of Silence,
yeah, where something? The composer did it. He walked onto the thing, opened the piano, set up the music, sat there, turned a couple pages, sat there some more, turned a couple pages, shut the book, closed the piano, and just walked off the stage, and that was that was it. And it was done in, like, the Renaissance era or something.
Yeah.
Man. Very progressive for the time.
Yeah.
I would have been pissed. I would have been like, what do you mean I paid for a concert?
Yeah.
You fucking bastard.
This is bullshit.
This is not a concert. And it was, like, 4 minutes long.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway. Episode 49! Woo!
Woo!
Yay!
Hello! Hi.
49 weeks.
Oh, yeah, we have Kelsey this week.
Again. Yeah, she's...
I know, but we never mentioned that last week.
We mentioned it the time before. It's fine. Yeah. People know.
This is not Lauren.
And I sound markedly different than Lauren, I think.
Oh, God.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do. Well, it's not a bad thing. It's just,
It's just you sound different.
Jeff was listening to the episode with Emily, and he had a really hard time distinguishing between you three.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of you would, like, start to speak, and he's like, okay, it's this person.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that with me and Emily, because I think we were both speaking kind of quietly, sort of, and I don't know. I think I know you, Ashley, too long, too.
I'm a loud really mouth.
Really think that we sound alike, but...
I don't know,
I don't know. You have to re-listen to the episode.
Yeah.
That's not gonna happen.
I don't listen to these. Aislinn.
Oh.
I can't help it. There's a million fucking Aislinn.
You have so many legs.
You're destroying the room.
Keep your legs to yourself, woman.
I destroy everything I touch.
Aww. Well, now we all feel bad.
Sorry, and I just kick you like.
And you kicked me.
This is a tiny studio. There are lots of wires, and I am a tall person. It doesn't.
Aislinn
work.
Is all legs. She cannot be here.
It's legs and then shoulders.
Legs up to the armpits.
It's true.
Just a great pair of legs.
Aww.
What do you do? You have a great pair of legs.
Okay.
All right.
I finally just got uncomfortable with wearing like short shorts.
Oh, I am not there.
Because I have, like, skinny bird legs, and I'm, like, super self-conscious about
Aww.
It.
I am the opposite of that.
I'm so short that, like, I don't feel anything. Like,
Shorts are regular shorts.
Yeah, exactly. They're just shorts.
I have very long legs, but I do not like my thighs. I've never had slim thighs. So even short shorts wouldn't look right on me.
Yeah.
And I don't feel comfortable in them.
It's all about you feeling comfortable. I mean, exactly. It looks right.
I did notice, however, Lauren and I went to Hot Topic on Tuesday, and the shorts had gotten longer.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw some longer ones at Target, too, but...
Yeah, they weren't, like, in your crotch. They were, like, 2 inches below your crotch.
Yeah. Nice. They actually have inseams now. My God.
Yeah.
But I am guilty. I picked up a pair of short shorts today. They were supposed to be high-waisted, which was a fucking lie.
Yeah.
They sit, like... You know, right on the hips,
quote unquote high waisted.
Just because they're not like low rise, but
those are normal waisted.
They're like these off white denim shorts that have like this like flowered lace sewn onto the front.
Nice. Ooh.
Yeah, they kind of look like the shoes you're wearing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Where are they?
They're in your coat there.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
She wouldn't be wearing them. She would have them next to her.
Yeah. Of course I'm not wearing my shoes, guys.
I never wear shoes in this house.
I'd take off my shoes whenever possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And now it's summer, so like,
yeah.
I will be wearing flip-flops.
These are still new, so they're still kind of like, they're not painful to wear, but they're kind of squeezy.
Yeah.
We were with a girl last night who, I won't mention her name, because I don't also remember it.
Aww.
But she... that's not kidding. That I do remember it. I just anyway, that was a joke. Badly made joke.
No. Let me tell you guys about a joke of.
It's really funny. I swear,
guys. Christ. I heard this anecdote. Okay.
Let me finish once. My thought process.
So,
anyway, okay. So she.
Okay.
Fine. I'm sorry. She was dancing at McWiggins, and she was wearing heels, and I guess this one girl came up to her and was like, "You have the cutest shoes ever." And she's like, "Oh, what kind of what size shoe do you wear?" And apparently they were the same size, and she was like, "Here, you can have them because I just don't want them anymore. I decided that I'm never going to wear these heels again, and I hate
them. Crazy.
So here I have my shoes." And then she had to walk around the rest of the night without wearing shoes on, and I was like,
was she there at the Edison? Oh, okay. Okay.
I missed out on so much last night because I had to go home and pay the babysitter. Mm-hmm. I had to pay a babysitter because my in-laws were at a wedding.
Weird. It's
bullshit.
How do you pay a... Money.
Yeah. Actually, with money.
That was fucking stupid. I used to babysit for money.
I bet you did.
I did. I was good at it.
I'm sure you were.
I hate you.
But what do you... Let's rephrase the question from how do you pay a babysitter? Like, what was the thought process behind that question?
I think it was like, how do you find a babysitter these days? Like, how do you find somebody that you actually trust?
Well, it's a friend that babysat Morgan, like, when she was, like, a baby.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
That works.
And we just haven't needed a paid babysitter for a long time. That was loud.
It was a like, ghost.
The tiny bear. Baby Chewbacca.
Aww.
No.
That'd be adorable. Chewbacca's kid.
Right? Chewbacca's kid would look like my brother's dog.
Aww. Yep.
Chewbacca looks like a Shih Tzu.
Yep. Think about it.
Yeah.
You wanted me to make your dog, your grandfather's dog, into an Ewok.
Yes.
Yeah. Never did because it would have been too much grooming.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
It would have been too much. Fine. It would have been too much maintenance work. More brushing than you wanted.
Just cut
to
his hair so his beard's not crusty anymore.
Just cut it so it doesn't mat up and doesn't get slobber in it.
Yeah,
that'd be great. So most people like maintenance cuts, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think they're adorable. I think Shih Tzus look better with shaved faces.
We weren't showing him, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, who the hell cares?
He was like 13, maybe 15 years old.
He needed a maintenance cut.
Yeah. Too old for that shit.
Feel bad for when they get older. It's just like, he just wants to lay around and sleep. Like, you don't have to brush him. Like, just let him go. It's fine. It's cute. This is what they do all day.
It is. That's what my dog does, and she's only like 9. She's like, I'm just gonna cuddle with you on the couch.
My dogs are okay with cuddling with me on the couch for like for a little while, and then after like an hour or so, they're just like, nope, done. Let's go play. What are we doing? Oh my god, let's go outside. Let's walk around. Let's do something. Oh my god.
Nope.
Yep. Too excited. And then we have to go play in the yard at least 4 or 5 times a day, and we're like, let's go play frisbee. And we act like it's the best thing in the world.
One of the pugs I saw yesterday at the street fair, his name was Otis.
Shocking.
Right?
I call him Odie more than Otis.
Yeah, it's much better.
Yeah. Odie is such a better name.
It is.
And I've thought about just
legally changing
my dog's name, you know?
Gotta contact the Federal Name Bureau in Harrisburg.
Right. gonna take some money and whatnot.
Yeah.
No, you can change your dog's name whenever the hell you want.
It's true.
It is true. But no, I've thought about changing it at, like, the vet, because they'll be like, oh, is this Otis? And I'm just like, huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you can call him Odie, too. Like, it really, it doesn't matter.
The only time I call him Otis is if I call him Mr. Otis.
Yeah. Oh, I call him Mr.
Sounds fancy.
Mr. Otis. Mr. Man. Little Man. Little Monkey Man. Bill calls him Meatball.
Kind of looks like
a meatball. Kind of looks like a meatball.
I call our black cat Lola Chub Rub.
Aww.
It's okay, she doesn't understand.
Molly is Mully Mully. Mully. Or just M.
M. M.
M. That really fits her personality.
Muh. It does.
I normally think she talks like this. Hey, Joe Mully. Muh.
Yeah.
What? What's going on? Frisbee!
Yeah.
That would be Molly.
She's a big derpy dog.
Yeah.
She's a good dog.
Anyway.
Dogs.
Lonely Saturday or Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
This feels weird.
Lonely.
Yeah. Recording in the daylight fucking feels weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't know. I just started, but...
Yeah.
Okay, lonely to me means normally I'm alone on a Sunday afternoon if I'm doing
it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Because Bill normally doesn't get home for a little bit, so...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah, he used to work on Sundays.
Yeah, only ever till 6.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because your store closes early. It's closed early. Store that you... Yep.
Eh. I had to go in today for dog food. And I was like, I'm getting the 30-pound bags. That way I don't have to come back in here for a while.
Yep.
You couldn't go somewhere else? Or are they the only people that
I looked carry? For other... Three other places to see if they had their food, and yeah, they do not. Because I started giving them Bill Jack brand dog food,
mm-hmm.
which is good sure. for it's good for Odie's teeth. And there's 25 pounds of chicken in a 30-pound bag, so it's fantastic for
it's
them.
Crazy,
yeah, it's actual chicken in it.
By the way, when you watch my dog next week, don't you fucking judge me about her food.
I won't.
Okay,
it's fine. She's on Beneful, isn't she?
No, she. The only thing we can get her to eat is Chef Michael's.
Oh,
poor it's the Jill. Only fucking thing that she will eat.
It's fine. It's fine. No, like, and like, if your dog is fine and doesn't have any skin problems and isn't having any health problems, then it's fine.
She's got some gnarly teeth, but
yeah, like with Odie and Molly, like Molly needs something for her joints and to make sure that she doesn't, you know, get overactive and fucking get arthritis or some shit.
Yeah.
And with Otis, like, he's a fucking pug, so he's got health problems out the ass and fucking eye he problems, like a skin problems. He's got like so many fucking, and I have to like make sure his teeth is good and make sure his weight is good so he doesn't fucking hurt himself. So yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I looked at like Tractor Supply. There was a place down where my mom lives. And I forget where else I checked, but
I'm guessing you've already checked like all the big ones, like Target, Walmart, Giant.
Oh God, yeah, they don't carry anything like that. It's like a holistic brand of dog food. So,
What about the place in Lewisburg, Pet Platoon, next to the Lewisburg Freeze?
I'll look.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to go down to Lewisburg. Probably sometime this week. I'm going to go like grocery shopping at like some discount places. Like the Surplus Outlet and stuff, because I haven't been down there for a while.
Good luck.
I am really good at very cheap shopping
and checking expiration
Expiration dates. Oh God, yeah. I'm really good at that, and I want to go to some like local places to get like fruits and veggies and stuff like that. I want to go to the
farmers market. Be having some decent shit soon.
Oh yeah. So
looking forward to
Is there a good farmers market?
The one in downtown Selins Grove is awesome, but it's seasonal. I should be starting up soon, maybe this weekend. I don't know.
I'm gonna have to check those out too.
A lot of the people that do the Selins Grove on Saturdays also do the Lewisburg Indoor Farmers Market on Wednesdays.
Okay.
There's also an indoor farmers market in Lewisburg, not Lewisburg, Sunbury. Same building that the Roadhouse is in, the Sunbury Market House. When it's in season, they have good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I got.
Yeah.
I think that's about all of them.
Yeah.
And a lot of places will have a lot of local Amish places. You can, if you drive around, you can normally get, like, in season, you can get corn, you can get
produce
like,
stands out the fucking wazoo.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I've just been doing a lot of research lately because I'm having a lot of like health problems whenever I eat. Like I just get really sick right away and stuff like that. And I have to drink so much water during my day that it's ridiculous. Like if I don't drink a certain amount of water, I get sick. And I'm doing a lot of research and all of it kind of points to like being diabetic possibly. Mm-hmm. So I was looking into the diets and stuff and I figured as soon as I get health insurance, I'll obviously go to a doctor and figure it out for sure. But until then, I'd like to like treat my diet as if I have it for sure, because it's not going to hurt me.
No.
Whereas it could probably help. No, so I want to go into like getting, especially like when I have an apartment and stuff, just stock up on everything.
Yeah. I love to try to eat fresh.
Yeah.
I try to eat
and better. I love like fruits and vegetables and stuff, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, most of our diet consists of vegetables, Bill and I's. Yeah. Can you hear that?
Thump, 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 thump. Sorry, guys.
It's fine.
Kelsey's like hitting the microphone cord with her knees.
Speaking of cheap shopping, fucking went to Target today, hit up some of that Easter clearance. Oh, candy's at 70% off.
Nice.
Like all the decor's at like 90% off.
Mm-hmm.
I got so many fucking egg dyeing kits. It's ridiculous.
That's awesome.
They were all like 20 cents. Because they were 90% off.
You never know when you're going to want to dye eggs.
Yeah, seriously. Like, and I got so many, and then like we brought them home, and Morgan's like, "Let's do this one." I'm like, "Honey, we don't have enough eggs to do that." She's like, "No." Like, oh shit!
Should have got eggs.
Should have got eggs.
My niece is starting in the no phase. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I've been in the no phase for like 3 years.
Oh,
this phase is getting real fucking old.
It's funny now.
Yeah, it always
I don't think
it's
it'll hilarious. Be funny in 3 years.
No, it won't.
No.
No.
But she'll just look at me and she'll just be like, Ashy. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
You got it, baby.
You got it. Yep. Whatever you said. Because if you say, I don't understand, she's like, no. What do you mean? You got me.
No. You're lying. Stop lying. I'm a baby.
Stop that. And I'll be like, oh, you want to go do this? No. Okay, well, you want to go play on the swing?
No. No.
You want some juice?
No.
Then you hand her some juice, and she's like, no. And she takes it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're killing me, kid.
But you're what they do.
So cute.
Also what they do.
Yeah. We were hanging out the other day at my mom's house. Played on the swing. She pushed around her car in the parking lot. She kept trying to go towards the road. So that was fun exercise. I'm just like, run!
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of fun exercise, we just got Morgan her first bike.
Oh.
Yeah. Got her a bike that has detachable training wheels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did she do with it?
She doesn't quite understand the concept of pedaling because she's never had a bike up until now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we put her on it and we try to like get her to move her feet in a circle, and she's just like, she'll just put her feet on and kind of like make them both go up and down at the same time, and I'm just like, no, not quite.
Maybe if you get like, if somebody gets on a bike and shows her.
I do have a bike. I haven't ridden it in like 5 years. Mm-hmm. So it needs some new tires, probably a new chain, new everything, more likely.
So you're picking up one at a local yard sale.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Like $10.
Yep.
It would probably just be helpful for her to see somebody doing it and understand like, what a bike is.
We're trying to go alongside her and just like hold her foot and the pedal and just kind of like pull it in a circle. Mm-hmm. Just like, this is the motion of pedaling a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you try. And then she'll just like push down a little bit. And then she like, it's one of the ones that you pedal backwards and it hits the brakes. So she'll like half pedal, hit the brakes, half pedal, hit the brakes, because she just keeps rocking her feet back and forth. And
it's
just
like,
I love you, but your failing at this so hard.
I think I learned how to ride the bike when I was like, ride a bike when I was like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think I ever really had any trouble.
I had a lot of trouble when I first started. Like, I was really good on training wheels, and then mm-hmm. I had a lot of trouble learning. And what I did was really psychotic, actually, I think, for a small child. But I used to go up to the top of hills, and I used to just ride down the hill without knowing how to ride a bike. So it was either, like, succeed or fail.
Yeah.
Miserably. And I failed a bunch. But then the one time I went down a hill, and I was pedaling, and because the momentum keeps you going forward, and that's how I taught myself.
Oh, interesting.
I know.
No, I learned how to ride a two-wheel bike at the time. My parents had gotten me a sweet bike with a banana seat from a yard sale. And my friend down the street knew how to ride a two-wheel bike. So she sat, she would sit in the front and then like steer and have me work the pedals. And then we would switch.
That's
and,
good.
Yeah, and what took my mom 2 weeks to fail at took this like girl who was 8 when I was 7 3 days to succeed at. My mom's like, what the fuck? I give up.
Yeah, my dad taught me how to ride a bike.
Taught myself.
Man. My dad had taught me how to do most things. Pretty good at that. Although learning how to drive was one of the scariest things in the world. Because, like, I would get in the car and, like, he'd be like, you mess up, I'm hitting your leg. What? What? Why?
That's
what?
Terrible.
Why? Like,
that's how people get in accidents.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. He didn't have a lot of patience growing up.
I find that most dads as... well...
He had to deal with my brother a lot, so his patience was pretty well worn thin.
Mm.
So.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. He apologizes for it now. He's like, I'm really sorry that I never spent enough time with you, but I always had to spend time with Kyle. And I'm like, Dad, no, it's fine. I'm like 24 now. It's okay. He's like, no, it's not okay. Like, it's not fair that your brother got all that attention and he turned out to be an asshole.
Aw, Dad.
And I'm just like, no, it's really okay. Like, I learned a lot of what I knew from, like, reading a lot, and, you know.
Yep.
I'm okay.
Yep.
I'm all right. I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Yay.
Hooray for mostly negligent parents.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Not really. I mean, he was there. He just had no patience.
Yeah.
So, which is understandable. Like, if you would have met my brother when he was growing up, you would have probably just sent him to foster care or...
Yeah, my dad had no patience.
Abandoned him.
No good fucking reason for it. So. There's that.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Sorry, Kelsey.
It's cool.
Squeaky chair. Indeed. Had... Nope, it's gone.
It's a thought.
It was there. Completely and gone. Yep, nope, gone. Oh, I did, did either of you listen to the second episode of Popular Outcast that had Jonas on?
No.
I think I did.
Jonas T. Draws.
Yes, I did.
He was talking about working in the hospital. And it's like, well, let's, you know, tell some fun stories. What's your go-to story? And he was talking about how he had to put, like, the monitor on the woman who was, like, because he used to do surgery prep. He's like, you know, whenever I have to do it, you know, I talk to the people. It's just like, you know, I gotta, you know, take your gown down to put this thing on. You know, if there is a female patient, I'm like, you know, we do have female nurses on staff. If you would be more comfortable having a female nurse, I would understand, you know, no big deal. And apparently this one was like, no, it's fine. He took down the front of her gown, and apparently, you know, because she was going into the hospital and not entering a beauty contest, she, I'm going to air quotes, neglected to take care of a few hairs that were growing on her chest. And the guys made like this huge deal out of it. Like, oh my God, like, why would you not take care of that before going into the hospital? And
really, like, that should really? Be your first priority.
That's the first right? thing I think about when I'm going into a hospital. What do my hair on my body look like? I'm going into the goddamn hospital to get a heart monitor put on.
Thank you.
I'm not going to fucking shave my chest, okay?
Yeah, and he was like, there were like these 10 long hairs on her breast. And everybody's like, oh my God. I'm like, are you guys fucking serious? Are you fucking serious right now?
No, I didn't listen to that, apparently.
Yeah.
Are you children?
That was essentially my reaction. I was like, you know what? You know why she didn't take care of it before going into the hospital? Because she was going to the fucking hospital.
Yeah, I don't think she expected to be judged.
Right? Like, and now there's some fucking like 20-something-year-old kid going around talking about this woman.
I don't know if people understand. Like, because, you know, like, I know a lot of women who get just random hairs.
Yeah,
but it's men totally don't normal. Know about that.
No,
because women take care of it
because the patriarchy tells us that it's not okay to have body hair where men have body hair or body hair at
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
Oh fuck! I rarely shave my armpits just because it's a fucking pain in the ass.
Oh, dude, seriously. So that whole thing when they freaked out over that has spurred me. Like, I haven't shaved in like 2 weeks. I'm just like, fuck you guys.
Fuck it. We're all going to become hairy and protest.
It is no shave summer.
Let's do
Eat it.
We're going to be smelly and hairy.
No, I'm deal with it. I had a
boyfriend once who told me that I reminded him of a she-wolf.
Oh, that's lovely.
I know. Because my legs in the winter are just, they are forgotten.
Yeah. I probably will at least shave around my ankle soon because it gets like, the hair gets stuck in my socks and it gets uncomfortable.
I do a good job in the summer. It's just like, I just don't see the point. And as soon as some guy was ever like, oh, you should really shave your legs, I'm very like stubborn.
So and as soon now as I'm not shaving
to,
for like
as soon as you tell me to do something, I'm like, this is how I prefer my life.
Yeah,
this is how I like myself to look.
Yeah, this
I don't
is how
care,
it
but
now.
It's May.
Yeah, I rarely shave my legs. I rarely shave my armpits. I
shave my armpits.
You're also like a natural redhead, so you don't have like
right.
I shave my armpits every time I shower, but that's just because it's jet black and like I like to wear tank tops.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, whatever I mean, it's whatever. Boat. Whatever anybody wants to do. There's nothing wrong with either thing.
Yeah. I wear a lot of t-shirts, and I don't ever let it get, like, too hairy. Like, it's only ever, like, an eighth of an inch. So.
I'm not even lifting my arms right now.
Aislinn's like, I could braid it.
It's Beat not that bad.
No, it's fine.
Maybe corner. I'm just kidding.
And she's like, in fact, I did braid it. And dyed it.
Just wait. Yeah, it's pretty sweet, let me tell you. But it's just like, you know, women get hair on like their chest and their stomachs and shit too.
Yeah.
It happens. Like, and not just men and not just women, like people all the way across the gender spectrum, like they get hair head to toe.
Yeah.
Fucking deal with it. Don't be
we
a child.
We are mammals.
It's just because normal.
I am a female mammal does not mean
that
I just. And it's just kind of funny to me because, like, long hair on women is so celebrated and it's so feminine. But any sort of other hair?
Yeah,
nope.
No.
It's just hair.
Women are not allowed to participate in No Shave November because it's fucking nasty.
Yeah.
It's like, no, women have to shave. It's like, fuck you.
I celebrate No Shave November every fucking winter.
Yeah.
And it's normally
No Shave Winter.
It's No Shave October, November, December, sometimes January. Like, I'd be like, I haven't shaved my legs in like 4 months. And they're just like, what?
Yeah.
It is no shave
and you know what?
Whenever I feel like
I
it.
I still get laid.
Whenever I get in the
mirror.
So,
don't worry about what my man thinks about my fucking legs. Because guess what? They're my fucking legs. And if they grow a little bit of hair on them, he doesn't really give a shit.
Nope.
Yeah.
Because he shouldn't give a shit because they're my fucking legs.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't own them.
You have stubble and I don't like it. Well, fuck you.
Yeah, screw yourself.
Yeah. And, you know, the other side of the coin is like, what about the guys that shave off all of their body hair? Like, does that make them more effeminate? Like,
I've heard people say that.
It's all preference.
Though. Like,
it's all preference. Some dudes shave it all off. Some women don't shave anything off.
Exactly.
It doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter.
No. It doesn't matter what you
girl dating a hairless guy. It's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't get the point. I don't think it fucking
sorry
matters.
To like call you guys out, Bill.
We love
Jeff,
you all.
Mike, Jonas. We love you, but
however,
that was pretty judgy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I love you guys.
We do love you. You come need on to be now. Put in your place sometimes.
Oh.
Thanks, Ashley.
That was Ashley Dyer.
Ashley's opinions do not express the opinions of this show.
But we should play that once a podcast. <You're right. laughs>
These opinions do not. People should. You can definitely ignore my opinions.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
I am kidding. You don't need to be put in your place.
No, because they know their place. They don't leave.
There is no such thing as a place.
No,
in relationships,
wherever you want to be, that is your place.
Yeah. Whatever you're doing,
as
honey.
Long as it's
yeah.
not a hairy place.
Nah.
Homegirl ain't about that shit.
Oh, oh God. No. So, homegirl. So apparently, Bill and LaMare had a very long discussion about growing up black last night.
What?
They did, yeah.
Because
not a long discussion.
It was like 5 or 10 minutes talking about going to black school. Because,
was Bill like asking him questions, or was Bill?
No, because Bill.
They were both raised black children.
Yeah, because LaMare obviously is a
right,
a darker skinned fellow, and he was talking about like you know when he was growing up going to black school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entirely sure what that means, but okay. Maybe I'm too white to understand.
Oh, Bill got it.
Yeah, but Bill got it because Bill grew up in a predominantly black neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, they shared anecdotes. It's like, hey, growing up black, I know what that's like.
That's awesome. Yep.
Oh.
And that had to be like so weird for LaMare to just be like, sure.
No, LaMare got it.
No.
LaMare,
he's
like,
super cool.
Yeah, LaMare like immediately was like, I could see that.
Yeah, I get it.
He was like, I got it.
And fucking, oh my God, that Wes guy he brought with him last night. Dude, fucking new guy. Like, first time there. He was like, what, the second or third performer?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking killed.
Yeah, he did kill.
He was so good. I don't think anybody made me laugh that hard last night.
Yeah.
And made me, like, stifle laughter with just like,
I didn't love... how he acted the rest of the night, though, when he came out with everybody else.
Oh, I missed that, so.
Yeah. I think he got a little bit tipsy and was a little bit sexist towards some ladies that were coming out of a bar, and I'm just like, I don't think you should say, show me those titties, whether they can hear you or not. I don't think that is something that you should be saying.
Yeah, probably not.
But I mean, he seemed like a really nice guy up until then, and then I was just like, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And oh my God, Anne.
Because I don't know if he was kidding or not kidding.
Speaking of titties.
Titties.
Anne's thing last night, her slam poetry about like how when I don't know if this is factual or not, but like one of the parts of her slam poetry was her talking about how she was 12 years old and like the first day she got her period, she's coming home from school and some guy yells out his like truck window, nice tits, slut.
Are you serious?
It was in her poem. I don't know how factual this poem was, but I'm just like, dude, who the fuck?
The other day at the thrift store, I was putting some stuff away in the men's section, and there was these two older gentlemen.
Probably, I thought you were going to say there were these tools.
They were tools.
Nice.
But they were probably in their 60s or so, I would say. But one of them, every time I would, because, you know, people are looking at clothes, and I have to put clothes away, so sometimes I end up right next to them. And at first I thought it was an accident, but every time I got next to this guy, he would say... He would be like, and I was just like, okay, maybe this is a coincidence. Maybe he's excited about the clothes, blah, 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 blah. And then I was walking away because I was like, I'm just going to do my job as fast as I possibly can and get out of this area. He goes to his friend and he's like fake whispering so I can still hear. And he's like, oh my God. that girl really knows how to walk on those legs, doesn't she?
Oh, come on.
And I was just like, my hands instantly went into fists, and I was just like, Kelsey, like, I thought of so many retorts for this man.
Oh, Lord.
But I was like, I am at my work. I am not going to say a damn thing to you because you are a pig and I don't owe you that much time.
No.
However, I was thinking about it then. I was like, how cowardly does it make you to sexually harass somebody at their job?
Yeah.
Like, when the person clearly cannot say anything to you.
Yeah.
I was just like... It's like we just had a podcast about street harassment. And here it is.
Not even in the fucking street. It's in my goddamn job.
And you can't escape it there.
Yeah, you really can't. No. I was just like, please stop moaning when I stand next to you. And
just have one of your other coworkers. Can you please just put away the menswear? I'm not going back
over
there.
I can't even.
Not dealing with that shit, man.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
Damn.
I don't like that.
Show me them titties is a lot worse.
Show me them titties.
Yeah.
That is a lot worse, yeah. And that's what made me think of it.
I probably would have punched him in the face if that had been what had come out of his mouth.
Yeah. Well, he looked at, like, there was four girls walking by, and he goes, you and you and you and you and you, keep it up. And I'm like,
no.
Mm-mm.
Does that ever work? Like, does that ever help you pick up girls?
I get their number.
One of them actually turned around and smiled at him.
See, that's the sad thing. Like, I was at the bar with my friend Monica, and we were sitting there drinking water because we were just waiting for people. And these two guys came up and they were like, you know, why don't you guys smile? Just smile for us, blah, blah, blah. And I say fuck you and then go into my, like, straight faced. I'm not going to make any facial expressions at this point. And she smiled. And I'm just like, I wasn't going to say anything to her, but I'm just like, I think it's like a defense mechanism. Like, okay, I'm going to give you something so that you leave me alone.
Just please go away.
Yeah, like a please go away thing. I'm going to appease you. Whereas I'm like, and he's like, can I buy you girls a drink? And I was like, we're drinking water. Does it look like we need a drink? And he was just like, said something about me being rude, which I get a lot, so.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That time that you and I went to McGuigan's.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, two of only like five patrons in the bar, the other being like the bartender and like two other dudes at the bar.
Yeah.
And the one guy's is like, oh, I just came from the place over there and you two are the best looking girls I've seen out tonight.
Yeah. And we were just like, I don't even remember what our response was at that juncture.
I was just like, I think I was just like, Kelsey, just please finish your martini so we can go.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
did you go for Teeny Tuesday?
Yeah.
I love Teeny Tuesday.
And then everybody in the place.
Then they all had to chime in and like,
no.
Like, yeah, they're attractive.
No.
And I'm just like, and the bartender was getting in. I'm like, oh my God, I want to fucking leave right now.
Yeah.
I do not want to be here.
Yeah. I just don't understand the way people think sometimes.
You're treating a woman. It is nice to compliment people. It is nice to compliment people. It is not nice to treat women like objects. Like, you are treating someone like they're... You are nothing more than a pretty face.
Like, we were there for them to look at.
Yes.
Yeah, and that is always the first thing that somebody will comment on is your appearance. How about, I don't know, saying hello to me and having a conversation? Because I'm more than just my fucking face.
I mean, yeah, if you want to come up and say, like, I happen to think you're pretty or you're attractive, and I will just, tip my drink and say, thank you. And then you fucking leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like, a compliment is fine.
Yeah.
But don't be a fucking creep about it.
Or come over and, say hi.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I will fucking talk to you as long as up until the point where normally they end up being assholes. Every fucking time.
I think that women like, you, I don't know, like, I've just honed myself into an asshole myself. Like, I've gotten to the point where I don't even give people a chance anymore because I'm just mm-hmm. so used to that kind of behavior.
Yeah.
And, like, that kind of expectation where I don't even give people a chance. And I'm more okay with them leaving and thinking that I'm a huge asshole than them harassing me the whole night.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
And it's sad that you have to, it's sad that, and, like, we have to resort to that, but.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I wish more lady folk would do it so that they would get the fucking hint.
Yeah.
Like, hey, how about you don't talk to me like that? Or anyone, for that matter.
Yeah.
Shit, I totally had something. I had something! Ah! Oh, yeah. When we were talking about street harassment and stuff with Emily's second episode, I got a decent question from Jeff. He's like, okay, he's like, you know, street harassment. You're not supposed to comment on someone's appearance. He's like, where does I like your shirt fall? I was like, that's fine. You're not commenting like you wear that shirt very well or that shirt looks good on you. It's just like, I happen to like an article of clothing that is part of your ensemble.
Like, hey, that shirt is really cool. Not, hey, I like your shirt. Want to show me what's underneath it? Like, there's,
I
don't think Jeff or any of the guys that we hang out with would really understand the distinction because they don't really, they're not creepy.
Yeah.
Like, but there are a lot of guys who are creepy.
And they think about being
Or they're
creepy.
Just like,
the guys that we're with,
and
you look good in that shirt.
Yeah.
It's like, they use
things like that as a window to open up conversation to
Because the
whatever.
Only thing I'm going to care about is what you think about how I look in
I've told that. People, like, I like your shirt. Or it's just like, that's a cool shirt. Where did you get this shirt?
Mm-hmm.
I might want to acquire one myself.
Yeah. That is fine.
Yeah.
That is a normal fucking conversation.
Like John Smith's shirt that had like the fucking...
Oh, I love that shirt.
The Girl Scout trefoil.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was awesome.
It's at Sailor Scouts.
Yes.
It was sweet.
John Smith's shirt... Like 2 months ago at the Mamam. Forget what it even had on it.
It was the horses and the chickens.
Yeah, I loved that.
It was his horse cock shirt.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was great.
It was. I loved it.
He said he gets most of his shirts from T Fury. Yeah.
The horse cock shirt came from Target, though. I saw it there.
Oh, yeah. I love T Fury so much.
Oh, God, me too.
I own at least like 10 or 15 Doctor Who shirts.
I'm not going to go that far. I have one. Three or four of their shirts, including the one I'm wearing, which was a gift from a friend.
Yeah.
Because she did the grab bag thing, and she was like, nah, I don't want this shirt. Or it didn't fit her. I don't remember. Because this is a really weird cut. Like, I don't like how tight the collar is. I feel like it's trying to slowly choke me.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
No. Not at all.
I had somebody at Staples... who had seen me 2 different days because I went in like 2 different days this week. I went in the other day and then I went in today to make copies. And the other day I was wearing my Doctor Who hoodie with the angel on it, but it has the face of the silence. And he was like, is that a Doctor Who hoodie? And I was like, it sure is. And he's like, Smith or Tennant? Like,
yeah,
Smith. And then we had like a conversation about it. And I go in today, and I didn't realize that I'm wearing another Doctor Who shirt. Mm. And he was like, hey, you got another one. And I was like, I have so many.
Was it the guy that was working checkout?
No.
Or was it a guy roaming around the store that looked like he was like in his 30s and had glasses?
Yes.
Okay. That's the guy that a couple weeks ago we went to get wet erase markers for our battle mat. And he was like, what do you guys need wet erase markers for? And we're like, oh, you know, battle mat for D&D. And he's like, not Pathfinder? So he started, like, talking about role-playing games with us like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, that guy looks like he plays role-playing games.
Yeah.
That guy looks like he lives in his mom's basement.
He was a really nice guy.
And, oh, like, yeah, him super and
I,
nice.
Him but... and I were talking while he was making the copies and stuff, and this other guy was, like, helping. And he's just like, what? And we're like...
What?
He's like, yeah, I don't think I can do this unless, you know, I get in a TARDIS and go on my way back. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think you could, you know, unless we can get one of those. And the guy's like, a what? And he's just like, dude, just stop. Just stop.
The
just
guy
stop.
In the print just center stop. I had, because we went in there today, too. And I had to go in there Thursday to pick up the Dave Ross flyers. And the new guy that works, like, in the print center, I had to do a double take. because I honestly thought Emrys started working in the print center.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like the sort of tallish dude with like the kind of shaggyish hair and the big beard. And I was like, no. Wait. Yeah. No. Okay. God, that feedback, that buzzing is so annoying.
Can you hear that on the actual podcast?
Sometimes. I'm convinced it's either the fridge or the fish tank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that how you turn off the filter?
No, it's how you mess with the bubble thing.
Oh, the bubble.
It's not touching anything.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have an actual filter, it's just the bubbles.
Mm. It might be the fridge, it might be just like the hum of the fridge.
Yeah.
That's what fridges do.
Now I want to figure it out.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. It's been around forever.
Yeah, I'm sure people don't even notice it anymore.
They do now.
They do now that we're talking about it. It's going to drive you insane.
Staples.
Did you tag polar bear plunge in the other one?
Yes, I wrote that down.
Or the cold water challenge?
Yes, I wrote that down too.
Okay. I figured there would be good tags.
Yeah, yeah. They'll go in the tags and I'll probably links. Yeah. Of course, everybody out there knows this already because the episode had came out last week and mm-hmm. there was a blog post with shit in it.
Uh-huh.
By the way, we got a comment on a blog post from Lauren and I haven't read it yet and I feel like an asshole.
Oh, shit. Now. I haven't read it either.
Have you ever signed into the Girls on Girls email?
No.
Okay. I have to remember what the password is. I just have it like in my phone as one of my mail accounts. Oh shit, did I delete that? GOG podcast. Comment. There we go. From the Don't Buy Pets from the Ren Faire episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just says, you fired me, huh? Ha 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 ha.
Oh. Thanks, Lauren. Yeah. Thanks for your comment.
Yay! She still listens.
Hooray. She does still listen.
I wish we could have like hung out longer after Nick Rehack's show, but I was so fucking tired.
No, that's fine.
And the band at the Roadhouse was loud and awful.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly just loud. I don't even know what they were playing.
It was a cover band. They were doing like country music and like Jimmy Buffett and like classic rock covers, and it was it was dumb. I didn't like it.
Yep.
But Lauren did fry us up some waffle fries because she loves us.
Lauren's the best.
She didn't bring us cheese though because the cheese has already cooled down. So it's fine. You know, waffle fries with ketchup, I'll live.
Life is good. Life is good with waffle fries.
It is. Oh my god, did you see how excited Kevin got about the fucking curly fries?
Yes.
He's like, you get that many curly fries for like $2? And like, fucking like Speedy Gonzalez, I just look over, bolted. He's like at the door going upstairs. He's like, I didn't eat dinner tonight. Puts on his messenger bag and just fucking books it upstairs.
He's like, I'm going to get curly fries. And he comes back and he's like, you did not disappoint. This is a mountain of curly fries.
It
you
was.
Weren't even exaggerating. Because you get, for like, I think $2.75, you get a mountain of curly fries.
Yeah, it was insane.
It is amazing. And you're just like, I'm going to eat all of these because they're fucking delicious. They're almost as good as Arby's.
Nice. Their curly fries are really good.
Yeah.
Too bad everything else there disgusts me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't eat nearly any fast food anymore.
I just knew a guy who worked there before.
Justin Strasser?
No, Matt Malone. He used to work there.
And edit it.
Oh, I don't think
you're not talking shit about him. You're just saying he used to work there.
Okay, all right.
No, but he used to work there, and he told me that the meat that they use is gelatin when they first get it. And,
what?
Then they freeze it and chip it and send it through this process, and it turns into a meat-like substance. But when they get
it
is gelatin, and I haven't been able to eat there since.
Is that like all of the meats? Because like the roast beef looks pretty
fresh
legit.
Sliced the roast my beef. Ass.
It's the roast beef. Well, they slice it from the gelatin thing.
Yeah.
My ass.
Yeah.
The gelatin thing is your ass. Okay. If you say so.
I feel lied to and cheated.
You're surprised fast food comes from awful places?
No, I'm not surprised at all.
My God. Where have you been hiding?
Nope. No, and I know that chicken nuggets is pink slime. And I really, really like the Morningstar buffalo chicken.
Yeah, those tenders. Are good.
I really like their delicious. Black bean burgers. They're my favorite. I just put salsa on them and eat them with rice. They're delicious.
I have a weird thing about corn being in random places.
Yeah.
And there's like corn in the black bean burgers.
Yeah.
So I can't eat them. I don't know. I don't know what my thing is. Like, I like corn. I do.
Is it a textural thing?
I don't know. I just feel like corn invades too much shit. Like, get this corn out of my burrito. Get it out of my fucking black bean burger. Get it out of my goddamn soup.
Yeah. I mean, I have weird food things, too. Like, if I have a plate, none of my food can touch because then the flavors are mixing in with each other.
Oh, I mix all the things.
I can't do it. Nope. Like, if my food is touching, I won't eat. Like, I'll still eat the food, but I'll cut off.
You don't eat the part that's touching something else. Exactly. Yeah.
I won't do it because it just... I don't like the mixture of flavors that don't belong together.
Yep.
I have never really been a picky eater. I didn't like vegetables growing up, but that was about it.
Man, life would be so much easier if I wasn't a picky eater.
But I am the epitome of I will just pretty much eat anything.
Really?
Just there's not much that I am like, no. Like, I don't eat liver. And I won't eat anything.
I've heard
like,
it's very tough.
Organs and things. It's disgusting.
I don't know. I tell myself that I'm not a picky eater, but I think I might be. But most of my stuff is textural. Like,
oh, yeah.
Certain textures, I cannot eat them. Like, I can't even think
of anything.
It's like
you take a bite and it's just like, this doesn't belong in my mouth.
Yeah, even if I can admit that the flavor isn't bad, I can't chew it.
I can't do eggs. The texture of eggs.
I don't like scrambled eggs. I'll eat them if they're on a sandwich, like a fried egg that's hard. I'll eat that, but scrambled eggs gross me out. And if there's any kind of, like, slime on it, there's no way. Mm. Ugh. I can't do it.
No.
A lot of seafoods, too. I've just started eating seafoods because I've been able to get past the textural stuff with that.
Hmm.
But there are certain things, like, I had squid and I just couldn't even chew it.
No.
But I like sushi and stuff like that, so...
I don't know. All seafood just tasted the same to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, people are like, oh, this lobster is so good. It's like, I've had fish sticks that tasted exactly the same as this. I got nothing for you.
That's kind of where I'm at.
That sucks.
Yeah, I don't,
Yeah, I don't have any of that.
You're lucky.
I wouldn't say lucky. I was just raised that you put it on your plate, you have to eat it, so...
Yeah,
I was raised in that kind of household too.
Me too.
Right. I know a lot of people go in like the opposite direction of that, and they're just like, that's the reason why they can't eat anything is because they were forced to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just never really.
I think picky eaters are picky eaters. Like, you're just born that way, and it has to like they're starting to do some research in it, and they think it might have to do with like the arrangement and or size of your taste buds. Like, the way you taste things has to do with whether or not you're a picky eater. Like, if your taste is more sensitive, you're more likely to be a picky eater. Because, like, I can't do, like, strong things. Like, I can't do coffee. It's too intense. Like, dark beers, I can't do them. It's too intense.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I couldn't live without coffee.
Yeah. I like coffee ice cream, like, if it's, like, super sweet stuff. But, like, straight up coffee, mm-mm.
Yeah.
I've been drinking coffee since I was 14. So at this point, I'm like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I just have a really intense caffeine addiction. Like, if I don't have caffeine during my day, by 3 o'clock, I have the most intense headache of my life.
I do, too. So, and even if you have caffeine at that point, you're screwed. You might as well just go to bed because it's not going away.
Yeah.
You can take all the medication you want. You can drink all of the coffee you want. At that point, once you have a headache, you're done.
Which I know it's not a good thing, but it does perk me up during my day. I'm not going to give it up anytime soon, unfortunately.
Maybe that has something to do with your excessive water consumption.
I was doing that before I started drinking, because I've only started drinking caffeine a lot within the last year or so.
Okay.
And this water thing was...
Yeah.
Wait.
A long time.
Yeah, because you remember. Like, I would go through... Like, I just had two bottles of water in the past 2 hours, and I'm thirsty. Like, I'm so thirsty that it's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm just constantly thirsty. And that's one of the main, like, red flags for diabetes.
Yeah.
So.
Let's hope not.
Seriously.
I know. But, I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to go to the doctor as soon as I can go to the doctor. And because if I do, like, the, you know, you have to have insulin, you have to go through a bunch of tests and things like that. And I just can't afford it right now, which sounds really sad because your health should always come first. But
I get it.
Health insurance is expensive, even with the marketplace plan. And
ours wasn't.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know. But ooh, that's loud. So sorry.
Aislinn's texting. Slacker.
Go away. Words. Yeah, I don't know if regular diabetic testing is anything like gestational diabetes testing. That fucking sucked, man. They like they took some blood, and then I had to chug this like lukewarm, like syrupy orange liquid, and then like sit around the doctor's office for like an hour, and then they took more blood to see like, and you have to like fast before it for like 12 hours. It was awful.
That does not sound pleasant.
Yeah, for a glucose test, it's fucking awful. Yeah. I don't recommend it if you don't have to do it.
Yeah, health insurance was one of the main reasons I started working at the thrift store, but now that I know, it's all a lie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Should try for the marketplace plan.
We were able to find one that the three of us were covered for $300 a month, and instead of taking the yearly tax rebate, we took the monthly tax rebate, and it came to like $94 a month for three of us.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, definitely give it a shot. Like, I know Pennsylvania is not one of the states that's doing the Medicare expansion, but I don't know. Some people have been willing to get really good deals, and I've heard other people that say they can't find anything less than like $700 a month.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm just like, that's nuts.
And that's probably because their job is offering insurance.
Yeah, I have a friend who said like he tried out the marketplace, and I'm just like, you work full time at a place where you can get health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's why it's so expensive.
Yeah, they do that so that way the people who actually really need it and can't get regular health insurance have this option.
Yeah,
and that's why it would be so more expensive for you, because it's not meant for you.
Yeah. Your employer offers it, so go through your employer. We're getting close to the hour mark. I don't really have anything else to talk about. Anybody?
No.
Cool.
Not right now.
Nope, I'm done. I quit.
Yeah, and I think Bill needs the studio soon anyway, so.
Yeah, whatever, Bill. Yeah. No, I know. He and Jeff need to record an episode of Popular Outcast for this week.
Ta-da-da!
I'm going to get Bill some WD-40 for these damn microphone stands.
All right. Get Bill WD.
He can get his own damn WD-40. He knows how much shit in this room
sleeps. I think he has it somewhere.
He's just hiding.
Use it. You know, get your lube out, man.
He can go on Amazon and get some.
Go on Amazon, click on the banner, clear cookies. You know
the
drill.
Couldn't even finish that shit. Couldn't finish it.
You know the drill.
You know the drill. You've been listening this long. Purple Amazon banner. You know what to do.
So, all right.
We'll talk at you some more next week.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.